Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In No Self, No Problem, How Neuropsychology is Catching Up to Buddhism. Chris Niebauer, PhD, offers a fascinating look at the intersection of Western neuropsychology and Eastern philosophical thought. The book explores the concept of no self, a foundational element of Buddhist philosophy, and how recent findings in neuroscience and neuropsychology increasingly support this ancient wisdom. Niebauer, with his background in cognitive neuropsychology, bridges the gap between these two worlds, suggesting that the mind-brain relationship can illuminate the understanding of our true nature. By weaving together insights from his academic field with teachings from Buddhism, Niebauer constructs a compelling argument that challenges our conventional perceptions of selfhood and opens up new pathways for understanding the human condition. This introduction sets readers up for a deep dive into the captivating dialogue between science and spirituality, inviting them to question their assumptions about identity, consciousness, and personal transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of no self in Buddhism. One of the central points Niebauer explores is the Buddhist notion of anatta or no self. This principle suggests that the sense of a separate, unchanging self is an illusion, and that understanding this is key to achieving enlightenment. Niebauer carefully elucidates how this concept does not negate existence, but rather redefines it in terms devoid of a fixed, eternal self. He argues that this notion is not just philosophical, but has practical implications for how we navigate our lives, deal with suffering, and connect with others. By drawing parallels between Buddhist teachings and neuropsychological findings, Niebauer shows that the sense of self is formed and modified by our brains, highlighting the fluid and impermanent nature of our identities. This exploration is crucial for readers to grasp the foundational argument of the book, that what we consider to be the self is far more complex and malleable than we might think. Secondly, neuroscience and the illusion of self. Niebauer delves into the fascinating world of neuroscience to unravel how the brain creates the illusion of a coherent, unified self. By examining split-brain patients, individuals whose corpus callosum has been severed to treat severe epilepsy, he demonstrates that the mind can host multiple, often conflicting consciousnesses, suggesting a fragmented rather than unified self. Furthermore, he discusses how certain brain areas are involved in self-referential thinking, and how altering these areas, either through damage or meditation, can lead to profound changes in the sense of self. Niebauer's discussion includes the role of the default mode network, DMN, a network in the brain associated with mind wandering, self-reflection, and the construction of the narrative self. Insights into how the DMN can be quieted through practices like meditation provide a neurological basis for the benefits of spiritual practices on mental health and self-perception. Thirdly, the psychological benefits of no self. The concept of no self has profound implications for mental health and well-being. Niebauer explores how understanding and internalizing the idea of no self can lead to a reduction in suffering, enhanced empathy, and a more authentic engagement with life. He presents evidence suggesting that many forms of psychological distress, including anxiety and depression, are rooted in excessive self-focus and attachment to a stable, enduring sense of self. By embracing the fluidity and impermanence of our identities, individuals can experience a decrease in personal suffering and an increase in well-being. Niebauer also discusses how the practice of mindfulness and meditation, central components of Buddhist practice, can support mental health by fostering a non-attached, observant stance towards one's thoughts and feelings, further cultivating an understanding of no self. Fourthly, ethical and social implications. Niebauer extends the discussion of no self to its ethical and social implications, arguing that a deeper understanding of this concept can lead to more compassionate and altruistic behaviors. By realizing that the boundaries between self and others are not as rigid as we believe, individuals may become more empathetic and connected to the suffering of others. Niebauer suggests that many societal issues stem from an excessive focus on the individual self, leading to selfishness and a lack of concern for the collective good. In contrast, appreciating the interdependent nature of all life can foster a sense of responsibility towards not just oneself, but also the broader community and environment. This shift in perspective can have significant implications for how we address global challenges and interact with one another on a daily basis. Lastly, integrating no-self into daily life finally, Niebauer provides readers with practical advice on how to integrate the understanding of no-self into their daily lives. He emphasizes the importance of meditation and mindfulness practices, not as mere relaxation techniques, but as profound tools for realizing the non-existence of the egoic self. Through mindfulness, one can directly experience the moment-to-moment change in consciousness and the fluid nature of identity, leading to a transformation in how one views themselves and the world. Niebauer also discusses the role of compassion and loving-kindness practices in cultivating a sense of connection with others, further diminishing the illusion of separation. He offers actionable steps for individuals to begin this journey towards self-transcendence, encouraging readers to engage with these practices with an open heart and mind. In conclusion, in No Self, No Problem, Chris Niebauer, PhD, artfully bridges the gap between ancient Buddhist wisdom and contemporary neuropsychology, presenting a compelling argument for the illusory nature of the self. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in psychology, spirituality, or neuroscience, as well as those seeking to deepen their understanding of themselves and their connection to the world. Niebauer's insights not only challenge our fundamental notions of identity and consciousness, but also offer practical guidance for living a more fulfilled and compassionate life. By embracing the concept of no-self, readers can unlock a more expansive, interconnected perspective on life, facilitating personal growth and a greater sense of peace. Whether you are a seasoned meditator, a student of psychology, or simply curious about the nature of self, this book has the potential to profoundly impact your worldview and way of being in the world. If you would like to support Chris Niebauer, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.